Good morning and welcome to Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. I'm your host, Rob Bird. We are truly honored to be able to bring to you the people and places of Southwest Michigan and beyond. Happy Saturday and welcome to our 38th episode. We have no time to waste because as soon as this episode is over, it's Dollywood Here We Come for the Josie Music Awards. Life has taken a 180, but one thing still remains constant. The show must go on. We have so much to tell you, so let's get to it. On the show, Matt Comeda from Norman Camera will stop by to tell us about photography classes. Brian DeSette and Kate Hosier will be here to talk about the past summer, the harbor's high water issues. That includes lifeguards and flags. Donovan Carpenter will also be here to tell us about our upcoming trip to the Josie Music Awards in Dollywood. As soon as the show is over, we are headed there and at Sayonara, South Haven in Hello, Tennessee. So stick around for another exciting episode of Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Missed last week's episode of Rob Bird's Boondog Saturday Morning Show? Shame on you! But you're in luck. Here's Danny Donuts with last week's radio show recap.
The Tech Talk Time topic with Matt Comeda from Norman Camera was architecture and real estate photography. They talked about the importance of having a tripod and a few different lenses. And Rob shared some trick photography tips like shooting low and including some ceiling in your shot to make the room look bigger. Kiri Troyer, one of the three blondes from Three Blondes Brewing, was in the studio to talk about their semi-private party space in the mezzanine level, and you can be like Rob's class of 89 and have a party there. Thursday nights is trivia night starting next Thursday, September 26th. And on Sunday, September 29th, they're having a beer dinner in the morning. Just call it brunch and call it good. This is a ticketed event, so you must get your tickets in advance. Rob brought in Pam Thomas from E&H Auto, and they introduced a new segment to the show with the intention of educating the listeners on the process of buying a car. Once upon a time, Rob used to be a car salesman, and he's so invested in making the car buying purchase easy for his listeners, he even offered to go down to the dealership with you. Show me another radio host in the United States of America that's willing to take you shopping. I don't think you'll find one. Jackie Lee from Outpost Sports talked about their store, which J.V. Peacock started in Colorado over 40 years ago. They have a year-round store in Mishawaka and seasonal stores in New Buffalo and South Haven. Big sales are happening now at the end of the season, so pedal on over to their store located on the north side of South Haven, across the bridge from the main business district. Country music singer Donovan Lee Carpenter was back once again, and this week told the story of how CoolerBrands.com helped with the branding, social media, Kickstarter fundraising, and financial backing of Donovan Lee Music. He's getting ready to go on tour and is up for some Independent Artist People's Choice Awards, so Donovan's tour plan is to make it down to Key West, Florida to attend the awards ceremony on October 30th. For the past 30 weeks, I've enjoyed bringing you this radio show recap, but the time has come for me to stop dwelling on the past and to live fully in the present. I'd like to thank Rob Bird and the hardworking staff at Moondog Productions for giving me this opportunity. Getting to hang out with Rob and meeting some of his awesome guests has definitely been some of this year's highlights in my book, but I have more highlights to create. It's Oktoberfest season and my Beatles polka band, Sergeant Sauerkraut's polka band, is barking on a whirlwind tour, so it's time for me to say, Auf Wiedersehen, it's time to polka. And right after listening to this show, dance on over to my radio show podcast and listen to last week's exciting episode number 37 of Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Rappers, Blue Dog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and it's Tech Talk time with Matt Comeda from Norman Camera of Kalamazoo. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. Well, lots of things happening at Norman Camera. We're kind of wrapping up the summer season here and looking towards the fall. And kind of as that happens, you've got some classes and some things that are happening around there. I guess tell me a little bit about those.
John Lacco, who is a professional photographer in the area, always hosts and teaches all our classes for us. And this year he's scheduled a couple intro classes and sports, a family photography and a speed light class coming up.
Okay. When are those classes?
They're going to be running September through middle of November, typically during the week. We don't really have any weekend classes, but they'll be in the evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. at our Kalamazoo location.
Okay. How much are those classes?
$49.95. Each class consists of anywhere between 3 and 4 sessions, depending on the topic. You get all sessions for just the $50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna just kind of ask it right now, but how come you don't do any on the weekends? Because if I needed to take a class, that would be when I could take it.
I totally agree. We've considered doing it on the weekends. However, for some reason, weekend classes conferences tend not to be as popular. A lot of times people are out of town or they have plans in the evenings. So it's a little tricky sometimes, but we find that our weekday classes tend to be a lot more well-attended than our weekend classes.
I get that. And I've always been one that believes in you cater to the majority, not to the little. I mean, obviously, I mean, our world seems to be a little bit different these days where we need to cater to the 10% as opposed to the 90%. Sure. And life is really, really strange that way. So, you know, same kind of deal there. But, you know, really, what kind of people come to these classes? Are these for novices? Are these for moderates or?
Everybody. We kind of gear our classes. You know, if you haven't taken any of our classes before or I've just bought a new class or camera, excuse me, you should be taking our intro one and then our intro two class. The intro one is basically just to get to know your camera, basic principles, things like what is metering, what is ISO, and some camera principles like rule of thirds, things like that. And then the intro part two is the hands-on. It's more of a shooting class versus a classroom staring at a PowerPoint presentation class. Yeah. Getting people out there, get them to apply the skills that they learned in the intro part one. And then the remainder of our classes will take those skills beyond that. So if you don't know how to use your camera manually, I recommend taking intro one and two before you take any of the classes that we offer.
Yeah, no, and speaking of that, intro one and two, people are bringing their own cameras in. Yeah. Now, you know, every camera really is a little bit different. I mean, a lot of the fundamentals are the same. The menu items are the same, but everything's kind of, for each one, works a bit differently. How do you actually address that?
Well, for the intro part one, we actually split the first session by brand. So if you're a Canon user, you'll come to one class session, and then Nikon and Sony, since the brands do work well with one another, they're combined into another class. So if you come in to those, you'll, like I said, the first session will be separated, and then the remainder of the class will be brought together. So all the users for the second and third session.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get you on that one because typically if someone, he's like, well, no, we've never thought about that, but that's, you guys have them split because really you have to know your camera to be able to move on to those more advanced techniques.
Exactly. And it, even down to simple things like, you know, Canon is a right-handed twist and most of the other brands on the market are left-handed twists. Those are all things that can trip people up. And so that's why we purposely, again, just made the first session different for the intro one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who are the, I mean, what do you tell people about when they say, well, you know, I know my camera enough and I can go out and get good photos. But what, when you look at their photos, what do you usually say to them that can actually help them improve? Because typically, it's not the not knowing the camera, it's composition. People don't know how to compose a shot. They don't see the rule of thirds. They don't see to add some natural framing on the side, on the right or the left. I see people all the time they go decide to take their kid's first day of school picture and they shove them right up against a tree.
Yeah, well, I mean, as tactfully as we can, we always tell everybody that even the most professional and most experienced photographer can always learn something from somebody else. Somebody else has got a better technique than you. Somebody else may be able to do something better than you. So it's never a time to not continue to learn. And a lot of people will come in with questions on why didn't this focus right, or is there anything I can improve? And we always try and point out the things that can change. And I will tell you the biggest thing that we see is as you said, was composition. Headroom is the biggest thing that we always see. People either leave way too much or not enough.
Yeah.
And so that is one thing that I always try and get people to wrap their minds around.
Yeah. Well, you guys are the people to talk to about this stuff because you come and ask me and I may be a little guarded about some of the things that I know because I've been working on this for 30 years learning that stuff.
Yeah.
And I do believe in educating and trying to help people too. But when someone comes to me and says, how did you do that? I'm like, man, I've been working on it for 30 years and I've been getting paid. I'm going to tell you who's new how to go out and do that just like I do.
Sure.
I think you got to put that time in yourself. But so that's what I guess the point I'm getting to is you may get different results if you come ask me how to do something than if they come and ask you because you guys aren't there in competition with them possibly. With them. You want to make sure that they get the most information and education possible.
I mean, because honestly, it's a pretty self-serving thing because the more you realize that you need in terms of equipment to achieve a particular look in your photo, the more stuff you're going to buy from us.
Yeah.
So again, that's our whole you know, part of our whole concept. Yeah. I mean, we're not only there just to sell you something. Yeah. We do want to help you. We do want to make sure you know what you're doing with your gear, because the last thing we want to do is see cameras, you know, just aging in a camera bag.
No, for sure.
Because somebody got confused or just decided to stop shooting. So, yeah. you know, we're always here to help. So come in and talk to us.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, what would you tell the new person who's never done any kind of photo before? And because I've talked to many, many people, I've always been thinking about this. Like, I've always thought about painting, or I always thought about taking this up. So there are people out there that are right now thinking about taking up photography.
Yep.
What are you telling the newbie?
Well, I always tell people who are really wanting to get into it to start small, but expect to spend around $1,000, because that's going to be really where you're going to need to be to get into something that's going to allow you to do well. Also, buy an interchangeable lens camera. Point shoots are great, but buying an interchangeable lens camera is going to allow you to kind of grow with the hobby. And it's a pretty simple thing to get into, as long as you're willing to take the time and willing to spend the money.
Time and money, that's how everything is.
That's right.
Well, Matt, that's the end of this segment again. And so we know about those classes, and they're coming up when again?
September through November. You can find all the information on our homepage, just normancamera.com. Scroll to the bottom. It'll say classes and events. You can click there. Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo host different style classes, so you can check out what's available at each door.
Right on, normancamera.com. Thanks, Matt. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Need a ride? Let Van Buren Public Transit get you where you need to go. You're just a phone call away to safe, accessible, and affordable transportation. Our courteous drivers and dispatchers will make you feel like the star that you are. Just give us a call, make a reservation, and a Van Buren Public Transit bus will pull right up to your curb. Or check out our hourly loop schedule and plan your day out on the town. Make Van Buren Public Transit your first choice for transportation. Call 427-7921. Van Buren Public Transit. Our business is picking up.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then I guess it's time for a video. From Moondog Productions, telling stories at 30 pictures per second. Ever heard music, a voice, or seen moving words on a picture? I don't think so. The best way to tell your story is with a video. And Moondog Productions will create an eye-catching video that will attract attention to you. Check out MoondogPro.net for video samples, client testimonials, and contact information. Let Moondog Productions shape your image and take you from concept to creation to completion. Moondog Productions.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And it's time for a little city talk with city staff, with Kate Hosier and Brian DeSette. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing well. How are you?
Thank you.
I'm doing well, too. And it's good to see you. Haven't been with me on the show for a while. Almost seems like maybe missed out on the whole summer. So much stuff going on. And I know you guys are busy, busy boys and girls during summer. So you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to relax like some of the rest of everybody else that comes here to try to do the same thing. But regardless, we know that's not true. So I guess to start off, Brian, tell me a little bit about this summer and, you know, kind of the take on how it went and, you know, all the things that we tried doing different things. We try this, but I mean, for the most part, we're kind of the same city every year. But how did it go this year? How was our summer?
So this summer was unique in that we dealt with some things we haven't had to touch really since the late 80s, and that's high water.
Yeah.
So the high water impacted a variety of streets, sidewalks, residential areas. And I cannot recall the city ever having to close a major city street for months at a time.
Yeah.
And that's what occurred this summer. So Dunkley was shut down for the bulk of the summer months. The city council approved a temporary pumping plan, sandbag plan to try and get Dunkley open for the fall into the winter. But that is the thing that is definitely my biggest takeaway, is the impact of high water, both at the lake and the river.
Yeah. Well, that's actually, I was waiting to see. Yeah, we had a good season with the tourists and everything went great and all the businesses not complaining. So to hear you say the water was an issue is kind of interesting to me. And when you talk about Dunkley and talk about pumping, I was down there the other day and someone asked me, is the water just so high that it's just staying here, or is it that it came in and then now that it's receded a little or backed off, it's just not leaving? What is the issue there?
So it's a little of both. The storm sewer outlets are set at a level that traditionally They're set at a level that's completely fine. And as you get rainwater onto Dunkley, it flows out into the river and you don't see it.
Yeah.
What's happening right now is those drain outlets are actually underwater. So as water comes down in the form of rain, it has nowhere to go.
And the new community pool and splash pad over there on Dunkley, huh?
At one point, I had a local resident text me a picture of a guy fly fishing on Dunkley.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know if that was an attempt at humor or if it was legit, but we know that keeping that area open to the residents, to the public, is something that we've just got to have a plan in place for 2020 to ensure that we don't have another 2.5 months where it's closed.
Yeah, I've got a friend over there, and she's had issues all year, so, or all summer. Kate, I guess I'm going to talk to you probably hopefully a little bit later on the show, a little bit more about the harbors, but since we're talking about the high water, how has it affected the harbors this year?
It has been an issue. We've had days where water has been almost or over the docks.
Mm-hmm. In some places it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Happily, we were able to have our seasonals and our transients occupy the docks for most of the year. We've only had a couple times where we had to shut off the power because there was water over the docks. There's other towns like New Buffalo where their docks are completely underwater, so we're happy that we're able to have the higher docks.
Yeah.
We did have to make some adjustments at Black River Park and add boards to make the docks come out of the water. So that was a challenge.
Yeah. Back in the day, let's just talk 6 years ago, the water levels were so low that people couldn't even get out of their boats onto the docks.
That's correct.
And I had this idea for a business at that point. I said, man, I should go get the fabricated stairs from boats that could be adjustable so people get on as the water levels change. Never did anything about that, but there's somebody's idea if we ever get low levels again. But it just kind of brings that back to me with such high levels that, you know, when you even just look at it driving by, I'm like, wow, it just looks so weird.
Yes.
Yeah. And for you guys to, luckily enough, I know there was an E. coli problem at one point. It wasn't necessarily a problem. They did a test, and I think you said 3 spots they do a test, or 5 or something, and they found minute traces in one spot, and which is kind of funny because at anything, somebody could have done something in the lake that they just dipped it in the wrong spot after something floated by. But, you know, what this old E. coli thing, what does that do to the city when we end up having issues like that?
It's one of these that it becomes an all hands on deck moment. You've got to get the message out to as many residents, as many visitors as possible about the potential dangers. So as soon as we receive notice from the health department, we're working with city hall staff, DPW staff, the police department, the folks at Shays, mm-hmm. To get signboards, to get notices placed, to get news releases out, to get social media posts up. And typically what we see is within 2 days, we're taking all of that stuff down. The situation with E. coli, generally what you see is if a test occurs on a Monday or Tuesday and there's been heavy rain just prior to that test,
mm-hmm.
it's usually there's a high probability that you're going to have some spikes in the E. coli levels.
And another could be rainwater that's just washing in from the streets and everywhere else it's coming in from. Mm-hmm.
Typically...
Not from the water plant.
Well, the working theory that I think is probably accurate is when we've got rain in the city, you've also got a high degree of rain in the surrounding townships. There's a whole lot of agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
You get any runoff mm-hmm. from those fields into the river, well, oftentimes you're going to have some manure mixed in that runoff, and then that's where it's coming from.
My DNR guy who's been on the show before talked a little bit about that. So, you know, because people think that, it's the water plant. They're pumping out sewage, and that's just not the case. No. We've got one of the best water treatments in the world here, and people just are very misinformed when it comes to that. I've heard people that say to me, oh, they just throw that one sign out there, and hopefully people will know there's E. coli, and everybody's in the water anyway, so what does it really do? I guess really kind of address that, because you put the signs out and say there's E. coli, or you put signs out and say there's 30-foot waves and have red flags, and regardless, people are going in the water. What do you do?
Unfortunately, all you can do is do your very best to communicate, work with the city's team to make sure that we're...
getting those notices out.
Yeah.
Yep, and in the event of people choosing to go into the water... we have no way to prevent them from taking those steps into the water, but we're certainly making every effort to educate them on the inherent risk that they're accepting when they walk into the water.
Well, I do, and I'm going to leave you with it as we finish this break. You guys said you'll stick around for a while and talk about it. I got a whole list of things to talk about the city and things that have gone on, but I do, is we build turnstiles to go in the water, and you make them watch videos as they do it, like you're at an amusement park, so they got all the videos they have to watch, and then if they still go through there and go get in the water, at least we say, we know you're informed, and you're on your own. So regardless, I'm kind of, I've been around here all my life, so I'm a little more jaded towards this issue and feel that there is no substitute for ignorance. And when people go out there on the high water, that's just a big problem. But we're going to talk about the beach flags in a minute. But thanks, guys. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM.
Hi, my name is Chuck Powers. I'm a realtor at Jakeway Realtors. Born and raised in Salt Lake, Michigan, I know there is nowhere more beautiful than where we live. From the sunshine on the shoreline to the serenity on our beaches. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, I would love to get together to find out how I may serve your needs. I will do whatever it takes to get the best value for you and your family. So give me a call, Chuck Powers at 269-767-6386. To find out how I can be your hometown realtor.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then I guess it's time for a video. From Moondog Productions, telling stories at 30 pictures per second. Ever heard music, a voice, or seen moving words on a picture? I don't think so. The best way to tell your story is with a video. And Moondog Productions will create an eye-catching video that will attract attention to you. Check out MoondogPro.net for video samples, client testimonials, and contact information. Let Moondog Productions shape your image and take you from concept to creation to completion. Moondog Productions.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I still have Brian DeSette and Kate Hosier with me from City Staff, City Manager, and Assistant City Manager. And now we're going to talk about beach flags. We just got done kind of a little recap, and I got on a bandwagon again, and we got to beach flags. So we're going to talk about them again. And I'm going to have you, Brian, just explain what they are and why we have the beach flags and why we don't have lifeguards.
So that's a lot to unravel, but
it is.
I'll work through this with you. The city has seven bathing beaches, and at all seven bathing beaches, we have beach warning flags.
Mm-hmm.
Those warning flags, we contract with Shays. Shays goes out and checks those flags throughout the day, every day, between May 15th and September 15th. So that's typically the beach season.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis, each flag is checked to ensure that the flag color matches the conditions.
Yep.
Then we also document that.
Does it change throughout the day? If
absolutely.
There's, okay.
Typically, the beach staff, or I'm sorry, the Shea staff, will start their day by looking at the NOAA forecast. They will go out and be ready to install the flags based on the NOAA forecast, but they also have permission from the chief to make changes depending on wave condition.
Okay.
Throughout the day, they are being checked. Throughout the day, they are being then logged to ensure that we can demonstrate that, yes, we are out there and checking them and updating them.
Mm-hmm.
We also put that information out onto the city's website on a daily basis. And then lastly, you can monitor it using the city's website. You can actually look at the live eye and see the South Beach conditions. So with all of that said, we're doing our very best to notify the public of the risk, understanding the rip conditions, understanding the wave conditions, and just understanding the overall risk of walking into the water. As part of the city's overall safety plan, we have throw bags, life rings on both the piers. We have the police and fire department on an annual basis working together to ensure they've got the very best training and tactics when responding. Constant communication between the management teams at both the police and Shays to ensure that they have the best equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, the question was, why don't you have lifeguards? Roughly 2001, the city spent a year working with outside experts to understand whether or not having a lifeguard program is something that the city would want to continue. A decision was made at that time to end the lifeguard program. Just about every community up and down the lakeshore was ending their lifeguard program at the same time. The state of Michigan kind of led the way. The DNR phased out lifeguards. There are a couple of holdouts.
DNR, what do they have to do with lifeguards?
DNR has state parks. They have
Okay.
They've got beaches more than most cities.
Sure.
So at that time, early 2000s, lifeguards were largely being phased out across the state of Michigan. There are a couple of holdouts. Silver Beach is Berrien County Parks. Mm-hmm. They still have lifeguards. And then New Buffalo would be one city down in southwest Michigan that still has lifeguards. Yeah. On a regular basis, we are looking at that. We are having conversations with our elected leaders on whether or not they want to reverse course. At this time, we've had some citizens come forward asking the council to reconsider.
Yeah.
Staff is currently researching, pulling together information on communities across the state of Michigan that we'll be relaying onto the city council and just letting them make a decision to continue the direction that we're going or possibly make a change to the program.
Okay. So we are looking at it. It's not something that, hey, we made a decision a long time ago and we made our decision. That's what we're going to stick with. So I like to hear that. I'm on both sides of the fence on that one, being born and raised here, that when I look at this, I say, hey, we know it's not locals drowning, this and that, and it's all everybody else coming in from everywhere else. It seems to have no education. So, but I guess that's kind of the biggest question, I guess, is, you know, like everything else in this world, if we're not educating, you know, we're not doing the right thing. So how are we educating people about the conditions other than just saying, here's flags, here's something you can read about it right there? I mean, there really has to be something, a better approach and a way we can really hit masses saying, if you're going to come here. I don't know. This is a very touchy subject for me because I don't ever want to lose anybody else on those beaches again. But at the same time, why are we all responsible for everybody's own intelligence and the wisdom to not go in the water when it's that way?
Well, I'll follow up on the question of how we're educating. And that's everything from what I've already described, but we also have some really creative folks at Shays and at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Shays is right now working on essentially giving all the local businesses or local restaurants placemats that provide a variety of information on the risk of going into the water.
Okay.
We're also working with the local real estate companies to try and get magnets placed into rental properties, just describing here are the risks. These aren't absolute silver bullets. They're not going to be the one thing that makes the lake safe. But we are.
It never will be.
But our team is actively trying to communicate the message. Additionally, Shays works with the public schools to ensure that they are out in the schools throughout the year, that they do dedicated fire safety training, but then they're also talking about water safety training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was kind of funny now that kind of the summer is over and Labor Day goes by. I'm waiting for a big wave so I can go swimming and not be a bad example. I've been here all my life and I've been swimming in those 8-foot waves. And as a matter of fact, I had a dream the other day I caught in a rip current and I just kind of never came out. But I held my breath long enough in my dream. So, the days of lifeguards, which is kind of, I remember it when I was growing up, and the thing where, okay, you know what, you're really putting other people in danger. If people go swimming on the red, then they've got to go try to rescue them, blah, blah, blah. But the thing that I remember was when there was red flags, those lifeguards stood there and did not let people in the water, at least not on the city beaches.
We have the utmost respect for the past efforts of lifeguards. I talk with one of our...
We knew a lot of them.
Yep. And I talk with one local guy who's a former head lifeguard for the city back in the early 2000s. I have nothing but respect for the work he did. And quite frankly, I continue to try and pick his brain on understanding what they did and what they didn't do. The problem that we're facing now is between myself, Kate, even the two chiefs, it's been enough time that's gone by since the phase out of that program that we didn't directly interact with those lifeguards. So I think there is value in talking with locals about what they did do, what they didn't do, as we try and educate the elected leaders.
Yeah. You kind of miss them, you know. They're kind of a cool presence on the beach. And not only are they safe, they save people, are out there for people's safety, but they really are the ambassadors of the beach and of our town. Obviously, they need to watch the beach and keep people safe, but people come up and talk to them all the time, and they need to be personable and say, hey, yeah, this is this. Go check that out. Go check that out. And that's really cool things. I have to watch the beach here, but those are the things you go check out for. And people like that. They've got a city presence on the beach. And like I said, I've got both feet on both sides on this because I understand the liability and the money that goes into it. At the same time, there's a safety issue to balance, and I know you guys are on it. I know this is important to you. And you guys aren't just in the city to collect a check. You're really trying to make our city a better place. And I appreciate that from you. Didn't get to hear from you this time, Kate, but we're going to hear you on the next segment. Hopefully you guys will stick around for a second. So we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Need a ride? Let Van Buren Public Transit get you where you need to go. You're just a phone call away to safe, accessible, and affordable transportation. Our courteous drivers and dispatchers will make you feel like the star that you are. Just give us a call, make a reservation, and a Van Buren Public Transit bus will pull right up to your curb. Or check out our hourly loop schedule and plan your day out on the town. Make Van Buren Public Transit your first choice for transportation. Call 427-7921. Van Buren Public Transit. Our business is picking up.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then I guess it's time for a video. From Moondog Productions, telling stories at 30 pictures per second. Ever heard music, a voice, or seen moving words on a picture? I don't think so. The best way to tell your story is with a video. And Moondog Productions will create an eye-catching video that will attract attention to you. Check out MoondogPro.net for video samples, client testimonials, and contact information. Let Moondog Productions shape your image and take you from concept to creation to completion. Moondog Productions.
Rappers, Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rappers, Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and I still got city staff Brian and Kate with me. How are you this morning?
Very good, thank you.
And we already know that because we've asked you earlier, but want to make sure after our last couple conversations, you guys were still happy with me. So we're still okay. But Kate, we're going to talk to you for a second. We want to talk about rentals. Rentals have been a huge subject and a spot of contention in our town, good and bad. And we've kind of dealt through that and kind of I really don't know all about it. I don't have a rental. It's never something that was really big on my radar. But where are we with summer rentals here in South Haven?
Well, actually, since 2018, we did do some amendments to the ordinance. So we did create two different classifications of permits. We have business permits that can rent anytime. Their short-term rentals are classified as any permit, any rental that's from 2 to 29 nights.
Okay.
And that's been the constant definition of a rental since 2016. And the other kind of rental permit you could have is a personal. So it's very less intensive use. So you're looking at 6 periods of rental for up to, I think, 28 days.
Okay.
So we have seen actually a decrease in the number of business rentals. We've seen a number of permits. Either the people are just deciding that that's not what they want to do, or they converted them to personal because it's not that intensive of a use. Mm-hmm. So we've actually seen the number of permits that are available go up.
Okay. So really, that's about it. If someone wants to have a rental here in town, they have to come to City Hall and get a permit to do so. What's that process?
That process is they can get started with us with a permit application. They do have to have a local agent that's here within 45 minutes. They have to pass an inspection with the short-term rental inspector. There's a short-term rental inspector from the city. There's also a rental inspector from the fire department, as well as pay their permit fee. Now, if it's a business permit, then they have to pay $500 per year. If it's a personal, they have to pay $100 every 2 years.
Okay. Now, I had one of my customers say to me something the other day about the Airbnb. She has a one of the inns here in town, a bed and breakfast, and there's been a little bit of issue with people. Actually, they're losing some business because of the Airbnbs. How do we balance that out so our people that have been here that have established big businesses and they have a lot of overhead because, I mean, they're here to cater to our customers, and then someone comes in with a nice house or an apartment or whatever it is, and they just rent it out. And it's real easy for them to go and get that rather than frequent one of our establishments that does kind of everything. Where is that balance?
That is a tough one for us to try to balance. What we have been really focusing on is trying to keep neighborhoods to be for neighborhoods and for people who are here but also want to utilize their home in other ways. That's still allowed in the zoning ordinance. It's a fine balance to find, and to be honest with you, I don't think there's a magic
quotient
for it.
No.
Yeah, I'll dive into this.
Yeah, go on.
So as we've gone through this short-term rental permit process, the thing that we recognize is we've had a local historian send us newspaper advertisements from the 1890s mm-hmm. that talked about the fact that you could rent houses in neighborhoods going back, you know, over 100 years.
Right.
But additionally,
so this isn't new.
Well, no.
Kind of, a little bit. The Airbnb is new.
The online sharing, the online platform, it really just brings it home. I mean, it's the Uber,
It's been happening. It's just happening in a whole different way now.
Yeah, and so what we're trying to do is, as Kate said, maintain that balance. And what we're seeing is through the use of the new ordinance, through the use of the inspections, through the use of the fees, we are seeing more and more people essentially just turn in their short-term rental permit. Now, how many rental homes will continue operating? I don't know. But we are recognizing that, you know, the bed and breakfast owners have a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
And we are trying to implement the ordinance is exactly the way that it was written and do our very best to educate the public on mm-hmm. the importance of abiding by those rules and then bring that information back to both the Planning Commission and the City Council to show what's working, what's not working.
Yeah. And, you know, talking to my client, she had said there's room for Airbnbs. I don't necessarily want them gone. There's room for both of us and a big enough piece of the pie to share. But unfortunately, they're taking just a little too big of that pie. And, you know, we've lost one and we've got another one thinking about closing, and that will leave one of the kind of the major three there. And that would be a bad day for us because it's a huge they do a great service for us. And there are a couple of great, beautiful buildings over there on the north side that we would just hate to see them go somewhere else or close or struggle, because these people work hard to bring a great service to the people that come and visit, and even some of the people that every once in a while that live here may come and stop and visit. So they normally don't, but that's who this is for, and that's who we're taking care of. I mean, that is our town, and that is the reality of it. So where does that, where do you see that kind of in the future as these Airbnbs? I mean, are they going to keep growing? Is it going to level off a little bit, or what are we seeing?
We definitely know that there's action going on at the state level that will impact how Airbnbs and short-term rentals are regulated. We do know that there's legislation on both sides, pro-Airbnb and anti-Airbnb, anti-rentals,
right.
That have been championed around the state. Right now, we know that we did have a pro short-term rental bill that was up at the mm-hmm. House that was under for discussion. And right now it's still in committee. We haven't heard much more on that. But we do know that there's actions being taken at the state level that are either make them pay their fair share,
right.
Be taxed, or maybe they are regulated a different way. What we're seeing is that there's many different portions of this up at the state level that are looking at this.
Sure. Well, I'm absolutely for less government, whether it's city, whether it's state, whether it's national. But obviously, we have to have our state government in place to take care of issues like this to make sure that things stay fair for everybody. Especially in this town, it's so small that if one person sees that this person might be getting an advantage, well, they're screaming and jumping up and down about it. And that's just how this town is, and you can't get away with anything here.
No, but it's also important to know that short-term rentals are not just a South Haven problem. It's a problem across Michigan, across the U.S. And to be honest with you, they hit every community, not just lakefront communities. One of the largest cities in Michigan, Jackson, I wouldn't say the largest, I guess, but Jackson also has a short-term rental problem, but they're not typically your vacation rental.
Yeah.
So it's an issue that all cities and townships are looking at. It's just everybody's looking at it just in their lens.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was good stuff. We got to end this segment here, but what I would like to do, and this show is going to go a long ways with city staff. I'll probably have three segments. What I would like to do, because I've got a couple people that got to be in this show, would you guys be able to come back next week and just do a couple more segments and we'll kind of continue our list?
Sure.
Oh, right on. I appreciate it. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. A special message from Paul Landecker, Operations Program Director at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
first thing that really impressed me about Moondog Productions was the Facebook videos that Rob was putting up, some of the South Haven videos and some of the other things, the award-winning videos that he has and put up so everybody can see them. The quality that is in those videos, the time he takes, the expertise that he has in making our little town of South Haven look amazing worldwide. We asked Moondog Productions to do a couple of videos for our Summer Jam and Smooth Jazz concerts this past summer. Totally unexpected that, you know, he got those videos back to us within 10 days. I mean, it was quick turnaround. They exceeded my expectations on how they looked. Moondog Productions is no small town operation. And the work they do is major market stuff. It's really, really well done. We didn't have a big budget for this. Rob and Moondog Productions took every cent and made it all work for us very economically. The quality of the product, the ease of working with Moondog Productions, it's simple. I have no doubt that if you have need of quality, big time video at low cost, Rob's your guy. Moondog Productions is where you need to go.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. In an absolute miracle of timing, and I don't know really how he does it. I think it defies the laws of probability. But while we were on break, Mason Dixon gave me a call and has some ideas that he's been talking about lately, and they've been kind of growing on me. So I figured rather than just playing a music cut of a new song of mine, which maybe I'll just release somewhere else down the line, I figured we'll just have Mason on and talk to him again. So how are you this morning, Mason?
Hey, Rob Dog, boy, I tell you, I've been better. You know what? I would have come down there in person today, but, my truck's out of commission, so I couldn't come in there. But I thought I'd give you a call so we could talk about stuff.
Well, what happened to your truck?
Well, you see, this weekend we were out at Roosters out in Grand Junction.
Roosters.
Yeah, I got in an argument with Lug Nuts. We was fighting about something during that NASCAR race. You see that Las Vegas Speedway NASCAR race?
NASCAR. What happened?
Well, I don't even remember what we got started arguing about, but it got heated, and then we decided to take it outside and settle it like real men.
Oh, no. So your truck is wrecked?
Well, not entirely wrecked, but see, what we did is we wrapped a chain around both our rear axles and we had a good old-fashioned tug of war. And I don't know where Rooster got that chain, but that was a strong chain, I tell you what. And man, we was on dirt, but the tires were squealing and smoking and everything. And when the dust settled, you know what? My four-wheel drive truck was a front-wheel drive truck on account of the rear end is like connected still to his truck, but I only got two wheels on my truck.
Oh my God, Mason! Seriously, you need to watch out. You're gonna get hurt one of these days. But you know what? That's absolutely hilarious. But I am a little scared for your safety, and I know you'll take good care of you because I've got something to talk to you about, and. I don't know. I think earlier on the show, Danny Donuts on the recap alluded to it that he's got big to-doings happening with his polka band coming up in some kind of a world tour and can't spend that kind of time with me. I need someone to fill a couple minutes of the show every week, and I was maybe thinking you might be that guy.
Yeah, I tell you what.
I think you read my mind. You knew what was coming.
I like that idea of getting paid to talk. I'm there. I'm your man there, Rob Dog.
Well, Danny didn't get paid.
Well, I can't help it if he doesn't have any good business sense, but I am a professional, and I'm going to be a speaker. And if I'm going to be on the show every week, I'm going to need to get paid. Hey, I tell you what, we just treat it like a stock car racing thing, and how about you go out and get a sponsor? You get a sponsor for us, and then we could do a segment, and I could get paid and stuff. And maybe it'll be you could get like a double sponsor where they could sponsor like the segment of my show, our show, your show, I mean, and then maybe they'll like come on as a full sponsor for our race car next year. Hartford Motor Speedway, Friday Night Racing. Yeah, buddy, Moondog Motorsports is coming into fruition. I see it all, Rob Dog.
Oh, well, Mason Dixon, to tell you the truth, it's kind of funny that that's exactly the reason.
And I thought that, you know, with what's going on, but I'm happy to pay it, but I think you're going to have to probably go out and find that sponsor, man. I'm a busy man. And if you want the opportunity, I think you're probably going to have to take a little bit of that initiative on yourself.
Well, I'm sure once I start doing a segment that the advertisers will be coming to you. They'll be knocking on the door. In fact, if you listeners out there, why don't you just say Mason Dixon is my favorite part of the show, and then you'll see how many people I'm bringing to your show and stuff, and then the sponsors will be coming on board. Oh, well, it'll be great.
I really don't want your head to really get big, because we've only had a couple segments with you, and you can barely fit through the door now. But, you know, I've actually, people that have commented on it, and people that I've had brought the segments to and had them listening to personally, thought they were pretty darn funny. So, you know, I mean, I'm a pretty good businessman sometimes, and I see a good opportunity. And kind of the nice thing is Danny had a big opportunity that happened for him, and we're so happy for him. And what I'd like to do is give him a whole 2-second moment of silence, if you're willing.
Oh, well, sure.
All right.
All right. That's long enough. No. Hey, right, I tell you what, you know.
All right. Goodbye, Danny.
Danny Donuts, he did a weekly recap. Well, I don't think I could do a recap for you. I listen to the show every week, but, you know, I don't necessarily pay that much attention to the show every week. You know what I'm saying?
I do, because I don't either. What are you talking about doing then?
Here's what I was thinking. We were sitting out at the fire last week, and we were thinking, oh, what a good segment will be when I launch my speaking career and stuff. What about this? We do something called What's Going On, Dog? And every week I'll come on and tell people about what's going on and what's fun to do in South Haven and Southwest Michigan. How does that sound?
That actually sounds pretty good. And are you going to do it as you, or are you going to, because I know you're a character and you're a funny guy, and because we've got to spend some time together, are you going to do you, or are you going to do someone else?
I don't know what you're talking about. You're getting the real deal, Mason Dixon, right here. You know, it's like, I imitate some people once in a while, but no, it's the real deal. I'm gonna do the segment Mason Dixon Presents What's Going On, Dog. Yeah. How is the moon, dog?
Well, they're Mason Dixon. You know what's kind of funny? I met someone the other day, and when I was talking to her, she sounds exactly like Robin Quivers from Howard Stern's show. And I think, how fun would that be if I could get her to sit in with you guys, and maybe even get Carrie Troyer from Three Blondes in here, and I'll sit and do a couple segments together.
Hey, you know, anytime you get me and Carrie from Three Blondes together, that's a good day right there, I tell you what. Now, this other girl, I don't know. I mean, maybe is she good looking?
Well, I don't know what you think you're going to get out of that, but
if I have to spell it out for you, Rob, dog, it's probably why you're walking around still single.
Wow. You know what? Actually, that's the first time on my show ever that I've actually been cut off, and I actually let you keep going. I think we're going to have fun with this, Mason Dixon, but you can't do that to me too often.
Hey, I just get excited once in a while, Rob Dog. It's, you know, I don't mean to offend you or anything, but just I get excited. I got to see what's on my mind.
That's right. Well, I'm cool with that, because every once in a while that's kind of people I like to have around me, is people that say what's on their mind and not sugarcoat and BS. So having you around, I'm pretty excited. But you know what? Just like radio segments go, I'm kind of running out of time. And I think that come next week is going to be your first Mason Dixon's kind of recap. What are you going to call it again?
We'll call it What's Going On, Dog? And I'll tell everybody about what's going on in Southwest Michigan. In fact, if you listeners out there, you got some ideas, like I got to talk about your big event happening or something, why don't you just send an email to the show at, moondogpro1@yahoo.net? Yeah, and just put Mason Dixon in the subject line, and that way Rob Dog will let me know about it when I could talk about it.
Right on. I think that's some awesome stuff, but I do have to get moving here, and we will talk to you again next week. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, my name is Chuck Powers. I'm a realtor at Jakeway Realtors. Born and raised in South Haven, Michigan, I know there is nowhere more beautiful than where we live. from the sunshine on the shoreline to the serenity on our beaches. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, I would love to get together to find out how I may serve your needs. I will do whatever it takes to get the best value for you and your family. So give me a call, Chuck Powers at 269-767-6386. Find out how I can be your hometown realtor.
I'm with Pam Thomas from E&H Auto Sales, and Pam's going to be part of our show every week, or somebody from there, because we want to help educate people on buying cars, and I think that they're a great place to do it, so that's why they're on my show and here, and I invited them to do so. So how are you this morning, Pam?
Pamela is well. How are you?
I am doing well. Well, we don't want to talk too much about how well we're doing, but what is the First Time Buyers Program?
So the First Time Buyers Program is this great opportunity for first time buyers to get themselves into some great late model vehicles. That would be your 2014s and newer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have less than 75,000 miles on it.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. But what's really, really cool about this program is that it also doubles as a get you back on track program.
Sure. Yeah.
So these great customers who have a few bumps in their credit history.
We've all had bumps, I would assume.
Absolutely.
I know I have.
I've got quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
This program will work with you as well. It'll treat you like a first-time buyer, get you a great interest rate, get you in a great late model vehicle for less than what you actually think you would have to spend.
There you go. And regardless of that, whether you're a first-time buyer, second time, or third, they're going to treat you the same anyways and treat you to a good experience on buying a car, and that's why I have you guys on the show. So what really is the benefit of this for a first-time buyer? Why is it going to be a good thing for them to do?
So the benefit for the first-time buyer is absolutely the interest rate. Everybody is familiar with that experience where they go and buy their first car and the interest rate is about 22 to 25%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this program that we have will put you somewhere between 8.99 and 12.99.
Okay. Yeah, and if anybody knows anything about interest rates, any points up, it tends to be a lot of money, but that's all, you know, we're doing these really quick. That's our time for this one already. But so get down there and see these guys. You know, buying a car does not have to be a hard and scary process. Go down and see Pamela. There's other great people down there, and let them bring you through buying a car and getting a car that is 2014 or newer, and typically lower miles, but you never know how someone drove a car. Every car is like a snowflake.
That's true. They're all different.
That's right. Thanks, Pam. Have a great morning.
Robert's Blue Dog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and I'm so glad that this episode is almost over. I'm just kind of kidding, but I've got Donovan Lee Carpenter with me again. I'm getting kind of slap happy because we're ready to go to the Josie Awards. As soon as this episode gets done, we're off the air and heading to Gatlinburg. What's that all about?
Well, it sounds like that, it's the second or third or fourth time that we've talked, but we have been busy in the last couple of weeks putting together some stuff. We are headed to Gatlinburg for the Josie Independent Music Award Show, largest independent award show that is for independent musicians, and we are the fan choice of male artists, and it's an amazing, amazing opportunity for me being brand new, just released December last year.
Yeah, no, really cool. And for me, too, just really meeting you about a month and a half ago.
Right.
And we're going there, and then we are going to come back and probably head somewhere like Orlando for a week, come back for a few weeks, do some other work. I certainly have a video business and a radio show to take care of, and we're going to do some recording of some other things that we've got on our minds, and then we're going to take off for a couple more weeks and end up in the Keys, and I'm not going to go too much detail about all that. But
we have a lot of projects in
the
works.
Holy smokes, life has changed, but the radio show has changed my life, and I'm going to keep it one way or another, and so glad that you can be a part of it too with me. But kind of tell me, what's life like right now, and what the heck?
Well, for me, I'd like to just say that your fans hear you kind of on the radio every week, and we follow you, but the power that what you're putting behind my project, it's truly, truly an amazing and grateful opportunity that I have just to work with you. So the stuff that we're putting together, I cannot wait till you guys see what Rob has put together for me. I cannot wait for you to see the power of the package that we've put together. But we're headed to the Josie Awards, and it's just a tremendous honor just to hear my that people are hearing my music.
Yeah. So, well, and I posted it on Facebook as one of my last posts a day or two ago was about. I wish I could show them all right now because I just can't wait. I mean, what we've done with four videos, three of them I made with you, music videos, and one of them was made with another company down in Nashville, and they did a fantastic job on this video too. So four videos all of a sudden within a month. For a guy who a year ago just released an album and actually a month ago didn't even have a video. So,
and that's what I want to tell your fans. You hear this guy on the radio each week, but wait till you see the package that we put together. He's put together for me. It's the next level stuff, man. That's what we talk about, the X factor, when we talk about Donovan Lee music.
I attributed that to your power to inspire.
Oh, good, good.
Because I really do. I see it. I hear the music, and I'll say it a million times. I have in my life. I have not been a country fan, and your music is pure country. And I'm coming around a bit, but your music is different to me because it's kind of, I guess, is the one that's breaking my. I'm not going to find any expletives for that one, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, so, me being pretty don't hurt none.
Well, so. No, and you've got a pretty decent personality, and being able to hang out with you and spend some time, you know, there's actually some people jealous, and I don't know why but you know, it's like, hey, well, you get to hang out with Donovan. I'm like, really? No,
it's truly fun to be. Able to work and just it's so much fun the work that we put in and if you look back and look at the hours that we've put in the last 2 weeks it changes every opportunity from now on.
I don't want to look amazing. Back. I don't even want to look at it. Sometimes I close my eyes. So I don't want to see how many hours. I never write them down because I don't want to know. All I know is I get up when I break my eyes in the morning, I'm working. And, you know, till 10, 11 o'clock every night, we're doing the same thing. And, you know, living the dream. If we're making music, I'm not making music with you yet. Maybe that will be someday. But making music videos. But to me, you know, that's always been something I certainly wanted to do. So being able to do that is a dream of mine that you brought to me.
It brings tears to my eyes. I'm so grateful at the opportunity in you in my life. It absolutely has changed everything for me. I cannot wait for the world to see the package that we've put together. And
we're going to hug when this is over, just so everybody knows.
Well, anybody that becomes a Donovan Lee fan will know that I am so grateful for this opportunity. You know, it's not everybody, and I tell it lightly when I say not everybody can trade in a 2,000-pound toolbox on a guitar. That's pretty special.
Yeah.
And then for you to shine the light on what we're doing in such a way that I couldn't have never prayed or asked for anything better. So I appreciate that from you and from my heart to you.
Well, thank you.
I can't wait to see what we can do next.
Yeah, same here. But enough of that. You know, we're going to go do the Josie Awards, and I alluded to it. Yeah. Now we're going to head down to Orlando, and it's kind of the part of the Kula brand, which you're a part of. I don't know if we need to get all into that again, but just kind of take me a little through that week. We've got another minute or so.
Sure, yeah. I want to really shine a light on what Josie's been able to put together. You know, the Josie Award, it's a true honor for an independent artist. It's hard for us to get throughout the year to get that produced music and really get the fan base behind you and start hearing your song across the nation, across the country, and then across the nation. What Josie's put together is truly amazing to shine a light on the independent artist and the help that we need as we're trying to grow our music and grow our fan base. It's truly, truly inspiring. Yeah. It's helping dreams come true every day.
And it's at Dollywood. Going to Dollywood.
Yes, who better?
No doubt. Maybe dreading a little bit of that drive, but other than that, you know, I'm ready to go. Donovan, are you ready to go?
Well, for me, it's fun. It's going to be work for you all the way there. So
every time I go on a trip, everybody says, oh, you're going there and going there. I'm like, I said, but I work 12, 13, 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they say, but you get to hang out and it's fun, right? I said, but regardless, it is what I do and I enjoy what I do. So it's fun just the same. But
and all I can tell you is wait till you see what's cooking.
Yeah, all right. Well,
it's coming.
I'm excited. It's time for us to go. You ready to head to Gatlinburg?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Well, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, maybe.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Need a ride? Let Van Buren Public Transit get you where you need to go. Did you know that Van Buren County residents age 60 and over ride for free 7 days a week with our Transit Rider Card? Our handicap accessible buses make it easy for everyone to get around town. We can get you to your appointments, the store, and to your favorite restaurants. Make Van Buren Public Transit your first choice for transportation. Call our friendly dispatchers at 427-7921 to arrange a ride. Van Buren Public Transit. Our business is picking up.
Rappers, Moon Dog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moon Dog Saturday Morning Show, and I'd like to say thank you to all our guests, partners, and commercial advertisers. If you would like to appear or have a suggestion for the show, send all inquiries to moondogpro1@yahoo.com. If you missed anything or just want to listen to the show again, find us wherever you get your podcast. Just search My Radio Show, all one word. The opinions of our guests are not necessarily the opinions of Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show or Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. We'll see you again next week on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show. Have a great Saturday, the best day of the week. This has been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2019.